Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot. Neil Young collaborators Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real played in Ridgeway Town Park earlier this month. They'll be releasing their new self-titled LP on August 25th, where Lady Gaga contributes vocals on a few tracks. KVNF DJ Willie Chicken and I had a chance to sit down with Lucas Nelson before his show and talk to him about growing up with his dad, Willie Nelson, living in both Hawaii and Texas, his literary influences, and what it means to be a country outlaw these days. We begin with a live performance from the band recorded in Ridgeway. Here's Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real with their wonderful version of Paul Simon's Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes.
She's a rich girl. She don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket, empty as a pocket, with nothing to lose. Sing to na-na, to na-na, diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na, diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Diamonds on the soles. Of her shoes. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. She was physically forgot, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, "You've taken me for granted, 'cause I please you, wearing diamonds on the soles of my shoes." As if everybody knows what I'm talking about. I think every damn person here knows exactly what I'm talking about. Diamonds on the soles of my shoes, Lord. Oh, diamonds on the soles of my shoes. Diamonds on the soles of my shoes. Teaspoon, he makes the sign of the wave, and the poor boy changes clothes to put on aftershave to compensate for his ordinary shoes. She said, "Honey, take me dancing," but they ended up by sleeping in the doorway by the bodegas and the lights on Upper Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes. And say, ooh, as if everybody knows what I'm talking about. I think every damn person here knows exactly what I'm talking about. Diamonds on the soles of my shoes, Lord. Diamonds on the soles of my shoes.
Oh, diamonds on the soles of my shoes. Talking about diamonds. Tato Melgar from South America on the percussion right there.
That was Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real, performing in Ridgeway Town Park. This is Allie Lightfoot. KVNF DJ Willie Chicken and I spoke with Lucas Nelson before his show. Here's that interview. Everybody is always asking you what you got from your dad musically. I'm wondering what you got from your mom.
Oh, that's a great question. My mom introduced me to rock and roll. She introduced me to Stevie Ray Vaughan and Jimi Hendrix and Bob Dylan and Neil, interestingly, you know, and Neil Young, I'm saying, and rock and roll. I mean, the oldies stations. I spent most of my time with my mom while my dad was on the road, riding back and forth to school, and all the music she played was amazing. She has a great taste in music. So a lot of it was her, too, for sure. You know, I listened to old country and that from dad, and that's what I got from him. And that's just ingrained in me. But Mom introduced me to a lot of the music that I really love too.
That reminds me, like, our family were artists, and I did a little search that went back through my family history and found out they were artists for, like, hundreds of years going back to Europe.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, and I was wondering if you've ever known anything about your ancient ancestors and, you know, traced that back to your present day.
I'm pretty sure that my dad goes back to the Civil War in America, and I mean, in America, in the United States. America being the entire continent. Well, the South Americans get really upset when we call ourselves America because they're also South Americans. We're all Americans except for the Canadians. They're not Americans, huh?
Because they're Canadians.
Right, and I guess they're North Americans. They are North Americans technically. Yeah, but they don't really care to be called Americans, whereas like the South Americans have a pride about it. Anyway, so back to the question. My dad goes back to the Civil War, and then we're like Native American and Scots-Irish. And then on my mother's side, Italian all the way through. We're full-blood Italian. I'm dual citizen with Italy. My mom is full Italian. Her parents were, and Sicilian, and... it goes back pretty far. I think there's a lot of shady stuff in that, so I don't want to go into it too much. But
that's interesting.
They weren't musicians.
They were not musicians. No, they were a little bit more. They were harder edge, you know, than that. Yeah. So.
Does that come in handy as a musician? The harder edge.
I'm sure. Yeah, I do get a harder edge from. But both my parents are pretty hard in terms of. Not kind of taking any bull, you know. So I guess I learned that from both of them.
Another question I had with it seems like, I don't know, from your songs at least, that you're more of a country guy than a city guy. I mean, did you grow up in the country? And
I grew up in Austin. I was born in Austin, and we live outside of the city about 40 miles. So we have horses and a ranch out there. But then I also grew up on an island in Hawaii. I kind of went back and forth with Maui and Austin when I was young. So both of those, the pace of living was a lot slower, and nature was, you know, real prevalent. I'm not much of a – I couldn't really spend too long in a city. Yeah. I like cities. I like the – you know, it's stimulating, and I like to stimulate my brain, but anyways, so there's that. Yeah, I'm just not originally a city guy, no. Yeah.
So I guess where I was going with that would be, you know, now that we know that you're part Native American too, you know, I always think about life and like you looking out of the window and you're just living this life like from place to place, but I was just wondering, once you get to that pace of life that you're so busy, do you feel that, or do you connect with the natural world? Like, when you're driving out in the country and you see a hill or something, do you just go walking in it just to connect with nature?
Absolutely, yeah. I try and do that all the time. I as much as possible, really. And that's why we like playing out here in places like this. It's special. So, yeah, but anyways, it's funny when you say natural, though, because it's all natural, even plastic, you know, concrete. It all comes from the earth. Yeah. We just, it's all kind of natural. It's just some of it, you know, stays longer than the other. And we think that plastic looks like crap, you know, because we see what naturally grows and then what is created through still from natural organic material, but then we kind of manipulate it and put our brains into it, and it kind of gives it this kind of diseased look, which is, you know, this anthill of, you know, society, cities. And I mean, we really, when you look at New York, and it's like three levels down, it's like not only is it millions of people up there, and then there's like a whole sub city underneath New York. And it's like you think of ants, you know, we're like ants. It's crazy. And we just like, we just spread. So, you know, it's nice to see an untouched piece of land, that's for sure, yeah.
So it must have been a unique experience to grow up with a parent who was out touring and being a rock star, basically. Did you have other groups of kids that you hung out with? Was there a posse of kids that were in a similar situation that you hung out with?
Well, when we were on tour, you know, the other musicians, like we did one of my first memories is the Highwaymen tour with Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings and Christofferson and Chris Christofferson and his sons are good friends of ours still, and he has about, I don't know, 10 of them. And we all used to run around like Rugrats and play around on tour when we were out on the road. So, you know, and Shooter Jennings is a good buddy of mine, you know. But my mom, you know, took me to Maui to kind of allow me to have some kind of semblance of normalcy. You know, in Hawaii, Dad's not as big as, say, and everybody kind of leaves each other alone anyway, but... you know, in Austin, growing up there, you know, he's like a king over there, and people are like, they have this thing about him. And so she didn't want me growing up like a prince, you know. She wanted me to be able to have a normal, sort of normal life, even though we're traveling all the time, you know. So, you know, I got a little bit of that. But, it was a sheltered life. I was, never in one place for more than 3 months. In my whole life, never still haven't been in one place more than that long, you know. Even during school times, you know, we'd have a semester and then we'd leave, and then we'd have a semester and then we'd leave. So never was anywhere for longer than just a few months. And I'm used to it. I like it. And, you know, but in terms of other kids and, you know, I hang out with everybody. I'm a pretty personable guy. I like to make friends, and wherever you come from, it doesn't matter, you know. Just... as long as you're mellow and cool. I'd like to do one for my dad, too. How's that? I'm crazy. Crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy. Crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted. And then someday for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the world did I do? I'm crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying. Crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Thank you very much.
Lucas Nelson performing Crazy in Ridgeway Town Park earlier this month. KVNF DJ Willie Chicken and I spoke with Lucas before his show. So you just played the Outlaw Music Festival. What do you think the responsibility of an outlaw is these days?
the outlawed name. I mean, I don't know. We don't have any responsibilities. We're outlaws. But if we're outlaws, we don't have to. Yeah, no responsibilities. I mean, look, if the word outlaw, you know, none of us. I think the only outlaw in the whole show was Mark Rothbaum, my dad's manager. He's the only one who went to jail. I mean, Johnny Cash always sang about being in, you know, Folsom Prison and all this, but he never went to jail. He never did any of that, you know. It's like, you know. So it's like it's a marketing tool, but it's you know, it's outlaw in a different way. It's outlaw in a way of, like, we're not exactly following anybody's direction when it comes to music or you know, and where it's definitely not mainstream, when it, you know, pop country. So it's different, it's alternative, but it's also the original. I think it's just real music. That's what I like to call it. And the responsibilities of us as musicians who play music, you know, from the soul and from the heart, there are many. There are some pop musicians who do that too. You know, it's just a matter of keeping the soul alive in whatever we do, in music or sports or love, and, you know, it's... And soul, I know, can be, you know, construed in so many different ways, the word soul, because, you know, some of us are atheists and some of us are agnostic and some of, you know. But I just use the soul in terms of the general desire inside to be true to oneself and to those around you, you know. And so those people have soul to me. That's what that means, you know.
With your writing, I love the way you thread your lines together.
Thanks.
And I was just wondering, like, growing up, were you influenced by a lot of poetry or authors, or was there somebody that kind of led you in that style of writing, or was that just something that came up?
Yes, I was influenced by many poets and authors, and I read a lot, I read a lot. Christofferson, being a mentor in my life, Neil, Dad, people that I grew up with, right, listening to their songs, and I like a lot of poets. I like Hafiz. I like Rumi. I like Walt Whitman. I really like philosophers, and I read a lot of philosophy, that kind of thing. I like. I'm a fan of Joseph Campbell, and you know, every time I read a book, it's like a download, or I read a poem. I try and keep it, if it's a computer, I just keep trying to update it and download it and just absorb as much as I can while I'm here. I don't even know why I'm here, but I don't know why any of us are here, but I'm happy to be here, and I consider myself blessed and lucky and, you know, have a lot of gratitude, but I love to learn, so... about myself and whatever's around. And so, you know, I read a lot, and I think that that's why I like to write music and like to write in general.
This song is called I Hope You Find Yourself Before I Find Somebody Else. Yourself before I to be my love. I hope you find yourself before I find somebody else to be my love. Well, you tell me things I want to hear. You want me near, and I know you fear me leaving you. Well, you think that I won't say goodbye, but baby, I ain't standing by while you stretch the truth. I know the love that I deserve. I said, I hope you find yourself before I find somebody else to be my love. I hope you find yourself before I find somebody else to be my love. This is just the best. Yeah. Thank y'all very, very, very much.
That was Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real performing in Ridgeway earlier this month. Thank you for tuning in to Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot.